Today's radio play, Code of Honor, is based on a most dramatic story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company. Down in the manufacturing center of a large city, the Zantropoulos brothers, John and George, following in their father's footsteps, are running the family flour mill and running it successfully. An unusual achievement when sons take over their father's business after his death. But John and George Zantropoulos are shipped off the old block. They have been brought up in the Spartan code, demanding honor and strict obedience to the head of the house. As we drop in on them this morning at the mill, they seem to have more than their business problems on their minds. John is speaking.
No sign of her yet, John?
No, she hasn't returned.
Why, she'd have been back half an hour ago.
Yes, they told you that away. Maybe she was held up.
In broad daylight? Nonsense, George. You must stop reading these American newspapers. They're not good for you.
I didn't mean held up by a robber, John. I meant held up by a line at the teller's window.
Call them up and see.
At once. Name 3481.
Can't understand our Catherine keeping us waiting like this. She's always so good, so obedient.
Banker Baffins, you need to tell her. You're right, John. Hello. This is George Zantropoulos speaking. Is my sister still there? Thank you.
Well?
Catherine left a half hour ago, he says.
And where can she be? There's nothing else to do but go to the bank, draw the money, and come straight back. The routine she's followed every Saturday morning since we started the mill.
I know, John, but she's never been late before. She's a good girl. I never deceived us like Magdalene.
George.
I'm sorry, John, but the thought slipped out before I could stop it.
Such thoughts should never even come to you. We agreed never to speak of that again, didn't we?
Yes, John.
Very well. See that you never refer to it again. Now go to the window and see if you can catch sight of Catherine.
I'm sure she'll be here any minute, John.
Why are you so sure? Do you see her?
No.
Well, do as I ask. Open the window and stick your head out. I see you tell that way. Well?
No sign of her anywhere, John.
Do I hear music? What's that noise, George?
It's coming from the dock. Must be the celebration welcoming the visit of our Greek ambassador. I'd forgotten. Why, of course, that's it.
What are you talking about?
That's what's holding Catherine up. I'll bet she's watching the parade.
Oh, it's coming. Look at the time. My brothers will be furious.
The parade isn't over yet. Don't leave, please.
Why, I must. I should have been back ages ago.
Tell your brothers we don't have a parade like this every day.
Well, that wouldn't make any difference to them. Business before pleasure, they say.
Then I'll tell you what to do.
What?
Play on their patriotism.
How?
Tell them that our ambassador deserves a royal welcome, and he should be insulted if a beautiful girl like you should walk out on him.
Flatterer?
Not at all. I mean that. Really, I do.
Well, you're very nice looking yourself.
We'd make a nice looking couple, eh?
Now you're getting fresh.
No, please come back. I didn't mean it the way it sounded. Honest. I meant, well, could I take you to the concert some Sunday afternoon in the Royal Garden?
Oh,
well, will you go with me, say next Sunday?
Oh, I'd like to very much.
That's fine. Then it's a date.
No, wait, I can't go, even though I'd like to.
Oh, another boyfriend, eh? All right. Well, it's been nice talking to you anyway.
Oh, no, you don't understand. I have no boyfriend. That's just the point.
What's just the point?
My brothers are strict Spartans, and they live up to the code. Why, if they were to find out that I was standing here talking to you, they'd beat me.
Oh, come now. You can't expect me to believe that.
No, I guess I can't, but it's true, just the same.
Look here, Miss. Well, you didn't tell me your name, you know.
Catherine.
Thanks. Mine's Constantine. As I was about to say, Catherine, that Spartan code business went out when the Roman legions made the Macedonian phalanx obsolete. Why, your brothers are joking. They must be laughing up their sleeves that you'll be leaving them.
Oh, no, they're not. They made my sister Magdalene. Oh, well, goodbye, Constantine.
Catherine, wait. Can't I walk back to the mill with you?
Oh, no.
Well, when am I going to see you again?
Never. But I go to the bank for bathrooms every day at this time. Goodbye, Constantine.
Oh, here she comes now, John.
Indeed.
Now, don't be too hard on the girl. After all, I'm sure Kathy's done nothing seriously wrong.
Don't be sentimental, George. Remember, we are Spartans. We have sworn to uphold the family code, the basis of which is obedience. As our father and his fathers before him lived, so must we.
Well, I'm back.
Come here, Catherine.
John.
Well, what's the matter? George, what's happened?
Why, you see, Catherine...
George, I'll handle this. Catherine, what has detained you?
Durant.
You see, what did I tell you, John?
Well, I'm sorry, John, but it came along just as I came out of the bank, and so I stood and watched
you. You had strict orders to come straight back as soon as you had finished your business at the bank, Catherine.
Yes, but I didn't think you'd mind my being late just this once. And besides, it was my duty to stop a few minutes.
Your duty?
Why, yes. You see, our ambassador deserves a royal welcome. And, well, he'd be insulted if...
If what, Catherine?
If a few of us weak girls weren't at the curb to wave to him.
Catherine is right, John. And there could be no better example of the true Greek womanhood than our dear sister.
Thank you, George.
John was afraid you might have been flirting with some Crypto Romeo. But I knew he was wrong. Now, aren't you ashamed of yourself, John?
There's nothing to be ashamed of when a man steadfastly performs his duty. Let me have the money, Catherine.
Here you are, John.
Good. Now, let's see.
John, George.
Eh?
Yes?
Would you mind if I went to the concert at Royal Gardens next Sunday?
With whom?
With whom? Why, who else would you be going with but Mary Christopoulos?
Oh.
Of course you can go, Catherine. And if I didn't have to come down here to balance the books, I'd go with you myself.
Oh, you're a darling, George. And you'll say I can go too, won't you, John?
If you like. Come, George. We've business to attend to.
Oh, thank you, John. Thank you both so very much.
Well, here we are at the Royal Garden. Now what, Catherine?
Oh, Mary. Isn't it a heavenly afternoon?
I can't see as it's any different from any other Sunday afternoon.
Mary, when you first started to go with your boyfriend, did your mouth get all dry and your hands all damp and your heart seem about to jump out of your throat from happiness and excitement?
Oh, I guess I felt that way about my first boyfriend, but not about the last one. See, you are keyed up, aren't you?
Oh, terribly. Well, it's partly because this is my first real date with Constantine, and partly because of what will happen to me if my brothers find out.
I thought my family was strict with me, but your two brothers take the cake. What's the matter with them, Cassie? Don't they like to see anyone have a good time?
Well, these are unpopular, so it's Spartan blood, Mary. The women of our family aren't allowed to even speak to young men unless you're chaperones. My sister Maggie. Oh, well, let's not talk about this anymore, Mary.
But what happened to your sister Maggie? I didn't even know you had a sister.
No, we don't mention her. My brothers say that when a woman doesn't behave above ground, she will behave under it.
She did?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Mary, do you see Constantine anywhere around?
Cupid, how could I tell? I'd never met him.
Of course. You know, I'd forgotten. But you know him anyway, even if you hadn't been introduced. He's a tall and handsome. And he has the nicest smile.
Poor Kathy. Don't you know every boyfriend fits that description?
Oh, I believe there's nobody that's just like my Constantine. Oh, really? You don't suppose that something's happened to him?
Stop fussing. He'll be here. That is, if he's half as crazy about you as you are about him.
Oh, there he is. There's Constantine. Oh, hurry, Mary, hurry.
Here, wait for me.
Oh, Constantine, you did come.
Why, of course. Didn't I promise you yesterday?
Yes, but, well, you see, I was afraid something might keep you away.
Well, aren't you going to introduce me?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mary. Mary, this is Constantine.
How do you do?
Well, now that you've met all right, I'm off. Well, good luck.
Catherine, you look even more beautiful today.
Do you think so, really?
You know I do. Well... What's it to be, huh? Shall we go up closer and listen to the band, or stroll over into the park among the trees?
Whatever you want, Constantine.
All right, then. It's the park. Have your brothers found out about our meeting every day on your way to the bank, Kathy?
I'm still here.
Oh, you don't still believe they'll beat you for seeing me?
Constantine, do you really love me as much as you say?
More. Why?
Well, then it's all right.
That I love you, you mean?
I mean that if you love me, then it's worth whatever happens to me.
Oh, my dear. I wish I had enough money to take you away from those brothers of yours. But you just wait.
One of these fine days, I'll drive up to your house and take you right away from under their very noses.
Oh, Ren.
Just as soon as I get that new job I've been promised.
Oh, Constantine, you're wonderful.
No, it can't be true, John.
It is true. I myself saw Merikopolis coming away from the Royal Gardens alone.
I can't believe it.
And Metropolarchus himself saw the two of them walking among the trees of the Royal Gardens.
There must be some reason, some explanation.
Did Magdalene have any?
I know, but Catherine is different.
Catherine has violated the honor of the family. There's only one thing to be done.
No, not that. For our little Cathy.
Call her in here.
John.
Call her.
Very well.
Catherine, come in here, please.
There must be some way out of this, John. There must be. We can't...
Close that door. Come here.
Oh, you know. I can see it in your face.
Tell us it isn't true, Cathy.
There's nothing for her to say. It has been proved. She is guilty of the same thing her sister was.
Oh, no.
Quiet. Let's head to the house of Xanthopoulos. I find you, Catherine, guilty of family dishonor. According to the code, there is only one way to wipe out the stain. This is it.
John, wait. Let us hear what she has to say. Speak. In God's name, speak, girl.
I'm guilty of only one thing. In love with a boy who loves me and wants to marry me. For years, you've bound me down. I've never had the freedom of other girls of my age. I've known no men but you two. Other girls are free to have boyfriends, fall in love, and marry. What chance have I had? None until now. But now, no matter what happens, I've met the boy of my dreams. I've heard him tell me that he loves me. I've felt his hand in mine, his lips against my mouth. So whatever you do, you can't take those precious moments from me. You can't...
Stop. Such words do not come from Spartan lips. Here, take this. Wipe out the stain you have put upon this honored house.
No, give me that gun.
Oh, Lord, not you. Don't you do it. I'll do it myself. I can do what Magdalene did. I'm as brave as she was.
Prove it.
Cathy is right. We've been too harsh with her. We were too harsh with Magdalene. But that's beyond changing. This isn't. Leave the house, Cathy.
What are you going to do, George?
Get out quickly, Cathy. Do you hear?
George, have you gone mad?
Perhaps. But I'm beginning to see things clearly now. This will avenge Magdalene and save Cathy. That's all that matters.
You fool. Give me that gun.
No. This is George Xanthopoulos. Give me the police.
Be sure to read the interesting details of this story, which appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This story will be found under the title, Tenderly Executed Their Erring Sister. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer. Play for today, Crisis, is based on the most interesting story, which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company. A man stands looking out of the